for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This tape is tape two of two tapes of the Friday evening, June the 25th, 1982, summer family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs, Arkansas. Norman Parrish of Guatemala is speaking.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
But even in the deliverance, he was not able to confess that. God had to reveal it by the Holy Spirit. It had to be through the word of knowledge. And so let me encourage you, if you are going to engage in deliverance ministry, you need to awaken within you the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this is done by the anointing of the Spirit of God. As you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you can ask for these gifts. And I believe these four in particular are very important. Discernment and word of knowledge, miracles and faith. So that when you pray for people, you'll have the knowledge and you'll have the power that is necessary to set them free in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe God wants to use many of you people that are here tonight in the deliverance ministry. God is raising up an army of men and women across the country and even across the world that are knowledgeable in the deliverance ministry. There's millions of people here in America that need help. Amen? In and out of the church. Millions upon millions. I mean, sin has abounded to the point that I believe that most people in America are affected some way or another by evil spirits. The increase of crime, the increase of immorality, the increase of drug abuse, all these things have opened the doors to a demonic onslaught on the American people. Amen? But God is faithfully raising up people around the country. Here a few, there a few, that are beginning to operate in the power of the Spirit of God. And through these gifts, they're able to not only discover the cases that need deliverance, but help them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you would like to be used in a deliverance ministry? Well, you need the guidance of the Spirit. You need the illumination of the Spirit. You need the power that only comes from God through the Holy Spirit. But if you act in humility and in subjection to the Holy Spirit, God will use you greatly right there where you live, right there where you attend church. Amen? How many are going to go back to your homes and churches with a new vision of what the ministry is all about? Amen? See, the deliverance ministry is not something that should be carried on just by three or four or five people that are running around the country from seminar to seminar and workshop to workshop. I think these key men have been raised of God to train others. Amen? That's the main purpose of their ministry. It's true, in a camp like this, many of you get a degree of help. But really, the men that come to teach should have sufficient time to be able to teach you the principles of the deliverance ministry so that you can go back and share it with others that desperately need to be set free by the power of God. Maybe tomorrow we can continue with this teaching, because there are many other requisites that we must meet if we hope to be used of God in the deliverance ministry. The power of the Spirit of God is not enough. It's the beginning. But there are many other things that we need to take into consideration if we want to be used in deliverance ministry. How many have been already been used to a certain degree in deliverance? Praise the Lord. Maybe there's 25, 30, 35 here. But I asked a minute ago how many would like to be used, and I believe most of you raised your hands. Amen? Why don't we stand and ask the Lord to make this a reality in our lives? Amen? Offer yourselves to God. It's a ministry that God gives. Amen? It's a ministry. And the Lord has to lead you into it or force you into it. Huh? Most of us are reluctant to get into ministry because it taxes our strength. It takes time. It takes effort. It really does. And let me tell you something. In many ways, it's an ungrateful ministry, because I prayed for many, many people. I spent hours and hours and hours with people, and then later on I discover that they are not the least bit grateful for what I did. And that's one of the greatest disappointments in the deliverance ministry. If they would have gone to a psychiatrist and spent as much time with a psychiatrist, they would have spent at least $1,000 or more. Yeah. And they wouldn't have got the kind of help that they got through the deliverance ministry. And yet they leave the place and don't even come back to say thank you. Just like those 9 lepers. Just like it happened to the Lord Jesus Christ. But this shouldn't discourage us, because if man doesn't reward us, who will? God. We must remember that we're not serving man, but we're serving God. And no matter what the obstacles might be, brethren, we should not neglect our duty. Let me show you just one passage as you're standing here in the book of Proverbs. I was just looking at this before the service. And it says here in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10, 11, and 12. If thou faint in the day of adversity, and that day of adversity is translated different ways in different versions, but in other versions it talks about the day of the battle, the day of the battle, thy strength shall be small. If we give up in the day of the battle, our strength is going to be diminished. But if we persist, our strength is going to be increased. Amen? Now notice verse 11. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? It says here, if we forbear to deliver, that means if we refuse to be involved in deliverance, knowing that there are people that are being, as it says here in verse 11, drawn to death and ready to be slain, and we say, well, we didn't know anything about it. We are ignorant about the deliverance ministry. What does the Bible say? That he that knows all things, that knows, say, will render to every man according to his work. God will be displeased with us, brethren. Amen? If there are people that are ready to be slain, if there are people that are being drawn to death, and we don't help them, and we adduce, we claim ignorance, we say, we didn't know about it, then he that pondered knows our hearts will he be happy? He will be displeased with us. And he will render to every man according to his works. Brethren, deliverance is serious business. Amen? And even when you talk about it, even when you teach about it, you can feel the opposition of the enemy. Oh, and I preach on other subjects. I have, most of the time, tremendous freedom in the spirit. I can run up and down the platform just like anybody else. And I can kick my heels, and I can shout and wave my arms, but when it comes to deliverance, there's just something that's always withstanding every word that you say. Amen? That's not to be wondered at, because the enemy does not want this ministry to be developed in the world today. But brethren, let's not claim ignorance. And if we are ignorant about these things, there's no reason why we should continue to be ignorant. We have the Word, we have the Spirit, and today there are scores of books that can show us the way into a deliverance ministry. There's no excuse for deliverance, for ignorance today. So if there are people that are ready to be slain, and there are people that are drawn to death in our church, in our community, it is our responsibility to do what? To intervene in their behalf. To be willing to fight the battle in their behalf. Many of them are so bound and they're so blind that they cannot help themselves. They need someone to stand in the gap for them. Amen? And one of the most pitiful words I find in the Bible is there in John chapter 5 when Jesus found that man by the pool of Bethesda and he said, do you want to be healed? He said, I have no man. No man. There's been no one down through the years that has taken a personal interest in me. And when the angel comes and stirs the water and saturates the water with the healing power of God, I have no man to lift me, carry me, throw me in. He had seen numerous miracles. The power of God, the visitation of God had come many, many times to that place. And he had not been healed. Why? Because he had what? No man. And that's what's happening today. There's no one to help those that are in distress.
But that's why God brought you here. Amen? So that you will stand in the gap and you will fight the battle in the behalf of those in your family and in your church and in your neighborhood that are not able to help themselves. No excuse for ignorance. Garnish all the knowledge you can get about deliverance. And the best place to get it is on your knees before God with this book open. He'll show you the way. But if you need crutches to begin to walk, buy all the tapes you can buy and buy all the books you can buy, and you'll learn about deliverance and you'll become an effective tool in the hands of God to bring deliverance to Mount Zion. Hallelujah. Are you still willing and ready? Well, let's pray right now. Father, we thank you for your word, for the knowledge that comes through the study of your word. We know, Lord, that you are raising up an army of deliverers in the world today. Men and women from all the walks of life that you're equipping with the power of your Spirit and with the knowledge of your Word so that they will be used as instruments in your hands to bring deliverance to the world. We know, Lord, that through deliverance your kingdom is going to be ushered in. We know that through deliverance your kingdom is going to be established on the face of the earth. We know that the kingdom of Satan must be destroyed, must be torn down, must be wiped out before the kingdom of God can be established. And that's why, Lord, you are, through deliverance, you are translating men and women from the kingdom of darkness or the power of darkness into the glorious kingdom of light, the kingdom of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, Lord, I ask you for this precious group of people that have come from all different areas of the country, that have come from the north and the south and the east and the west. You have brought them to here to hear about deliverance, to experience it, and to receive the vision of what can be accomplished through the deliverance ministry. Lord, quicken our minds and quicken our hearts. Help us to feel within ourselves that urging, that divine urging to go out and set the captives free. It is not your desire only that men and women experience eternal life through Jesus Christ. There are many like Lazarus that have come out of the tomb bound hand and foot. They have the grave clothes wrapped around them. And your commission to us tonight is to go out and loose them. Loose them and let them go. And so I ask the Lord to burden us. Burden us for the lost. And burden us for the people that are bound by Satan and by sin. And use us as instruments of your grace. As vessels of honor. Vessels that are equipped. That are sanctified for the Master's use. Bless this people that are here tonight, Lord. Bless them in such a way that they'll go out of this place to become a blessing to the world. That the blessing of God will flow through their lives to others that are sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. Move by your Spirit mightily upon our lives tonight, that we might be free. Free indeed, as your word says. If the Son set you free, ye shall be free indeed. That we'll learn to stand in the freedom that Christ has provided for us. And that we'll set our children free. That will set our relatives free, and that will set our fellow men free, and that through Jesus Christ we'll see a great army of men and women around this country be free, totally free from any satanic activity, so that they'll be ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in glory. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Perhaps there's some of you that need ministry tonight. We're going to dismiss the congregation, and those that need any kind of ministry, I would ask you to come and sit in the first few rows of this auditorium. If you're tired, if you've had a long day, feel free to leave. And we're going to have a prayer session for those that feel that they need further ministry tonight. Amen? If you have experience in deliverance, come and help. Don't leave. Remember what the last verse I read. If we forswear to deliver them that are destined to be slain, then the Lord will make us accountable. I believe that most of you that are here tonight, at least in the first few rows, are here in order to get some spiritual help. And let me give you a few instructions before we pray for you tonight. You can facilitate your deliverance, or you can hasten your deliverance by cooperating with the Holy Spirit. One of the most important things that or attitudes you must have when you come for deliverance is a total surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you haven't surrendered certain areas of your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan will use that to hold, to keep his grasp upon you. Surrender is an act of your will. It's not emotion. It's an act of your will. It's a decision that you make to surrender your entire being to the Lord Jesus Christ, body, soul, and spirit. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says that we should lay, offer, present our bodies in before God, lay them on the altar as a living sacrifice. That's what I would ask you to do tonight as you come for deliverance, is that you visualize yourself, that you lay yourself out on the altar of God. How many of you have been through an operation at some time or another in your life? You know, when you go for an operation, you actually surrender to the doctor. You surrender to his skills. You have confidence. You trust him. You believe that he has the training and that he has the experience that he needs to successfully operate upon you. And so you lay yourself out on the operating table. And many times you are anesthetized. And you're not aware of what's happening. But sometimes they don't give you a general anesthetic, but just a local. And you're conscious, but you don't interfere. You don't try to instruct the doctor as to how he's going to carry out the operation. You just keep still and keep quiet and let the doctor, you know, extract whatever's wrong. And brethren, that's what we have to do. We have to surrender to Jesus Christ. He is the deliverer. Amen? He is the deliverer. And we must surrender to him and let him, by the power of the Holy Spirit, extract from us anything that interfering with our general well-being, whatever it might be. Now, if we surrender, then the Holy Spirit is able to get the job done cleanly and quickly. But many times we resist, and when we resist, we're actually cooperating with whom? Not with the Holy Spirit, with the devil. We're giving the devil grounds, or we're giving the devil rights to occupy the area in our life where he has been so predominant. So we need to surrender. And the surrender can be evidenced many times through confession. We need to confess certain sins that have been the opening through which Satan has infiltrated our lives. And we need to be very sincere about this. And we not only need to confess them, but renounce them. The Bible says that he, and I don't know how the verse goes in English completely, but it says that if we hide our sins, we will not prosper. But if we confess them and what? Give them up, forsake them, turn our backs on them, then we will find mercy. Amen? So we need to confess with the purpose of abandoning, or confess with the purpose of quitting our sin once and for all. See, sin is the means by which Satan gains influence and control in our lives. Sin. Either our own personal sin or the sin of some of our ancestors. And I could give you a talk tonight on the causes of demonization, but that would take too long. But the way that Satan sneaks into our life is through sin. The sins of the flesh give Satan ascendancy in our lives. He's able to enter and operate because of the sin that we have committed. I would say in most cases of deliverance and demonization come through personal sin. It's true, there are some cases that come through what we call a spiritual legacy or inheritance from our ancestors, and other cases come through an occult attack upon our lives through witchcraft and sorcery. But most cases come through personal sin. We have indulged in sin. We have committed some sinful act, or we have maintained in our life a sinful attitude of hatred, animosity, and repressed anger and bitterness and resentment. These are as much sin as adultery, as much sin as murder. And we as Christians many times refuse to recognize that these are sins that permit Satan to operate in our lives. And so tonight, As we go to prayer, each and every one of us must permit the Holy Spirit to quicken our hearts and minds so that we will be willing to recognize and to confess whatever sin has caused the condition in which we are tonight, when we find ourselves tonight. And I'm not here to accuse anybody. It's not my job. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He will, what did the Bible, the Lord Jesus say, that when He will come, He will, say it loud, I can't hear it. Yes, He reprove, rebuke each and every one of us of the sin that is prevalent in our lives. So remember, the first step is surrender. Commit to total surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. Unqualified surrender. Unconditional surrender. That we lay ourselves on the altar so that He can, let's use this word, extract from our lives anything that is interfering with our well-being and happiness. The second step is confession. The confession that leads to renunciation. And if you've been involved in sexual sins, you've been involved in occult sciences, if you've been involved in drugs, or you've been involved in certain evil vices, you need to confess them, these, to the Lord and ask Him to cleanse you and to release you from the guilt and from the power of sin in your life. Amen? So let's bow our heads right now, and you can take time to follow this prayer, and where I'm going to give you time to confess your own personal sins, whatever they might be. You need to confess them to the Lord audibly with the purpose of turning your backs on them, to never commit them again as the Lord strengthens you with might in the inner man. Let's repeat this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to You in full assurance of faith, convinced by Your Word that You desire to set us free from all satanic bondage. You want Your children to experience and enjoy the glorious liberty that is offered to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, You know our condition, and You know our need. You know that we are here tonight because there are still certain things in our life that are binding us up, that are hindering our spiritual growth in ministry, that are interfering in our relationships one with another, that are interfering in the unity and happiness of our home. And Father, we believe with all our hearts that You want to correct this, that You want to change it, that You want us to enter in to the fullness that is ours by the redemptive work of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Take my life, Lord Jesus. I surrender myself into Your hands. I submit. I yield everything that I have, everything that I am, body, soul, and spirit. Take my mind, my will, my heart. Take my inner being and possess it by Your Holy Spirit. I submit to Your Lordship, to Your mastery. I recognize You as the King of my life. You have a right to rule and reign over my life. Father, I confess that I've been a rebel, that I've been in opposition to You, that for many years I've tried to live my own life and follow my own selfish pursuits. I have been self-centered and self-seeking. But Lord, tonight, sit upon the throne. Be enthroned in my life. Take my life and let it be wholly yielded unto You. From now on, Lord, I desire to dedicate my life to You, to Your service, to the service of God, to the service of people, to serve You in Your glorious kingdom, so that Jesus might be known and exalted over all the earth. And now, Lord, I confess to You the following sins. I ask You to cleanse me with the blood of Jesus Christ, not only to cover these sins, but to wipe them out to clean the slate so that I can stand before you, not only justified, but sanctified by the Spirit of God. Father, I come to confess to you tonight wrongful, sinful acts. I confess before your presence that I've indulged in sexual fantasies, that I have committed the sin of masturbation or the sin of fornication, that I committed sexual perversion in your holy presence. These sins are hidden from the human eye, but they are open before the eye of him that knoweth all things. Father, I ask you to cleanse my mind and my heart and my body from these sinful acts and thoughts so that I can be not only clean but free in order to live for you. As we confess these things, brethren, it would be good for you to confess those that are true in your own life and omit those that are not true in your life. Father, I confess that I've been involved with the occult sciences, that I believed in the horoscope, that I played with the Ouija board, and the planchette, and the tarot cards, that I've consulted with fortune tellers, that I've read magazines or books that expound the works of darkness, that I've felt an attraction towards these evil arts and these evil sciences that ensnare men and destroy men, that I've been at the verge of falling into Satanism, of belonging to some satanic cult. And I ask you, Lord, to set me free tonight by the power of your Spirit. Destroy all the legal rights and legal grounds that Satan has acquired in my life. I renounce Satanism in all its different forms. I renounce fortune-telling and magic and divination and sorcery and witchcraft and necromancy and spiritualism. I renounce all those cults that are satanic in origin, the teachings of Theosophy and Rosicrucianism and yoga and all these Hindu oriental religions that have tainted my mind and that have perverted my emotions. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, for I confess that I've been a rebel. I rebel against the parental authority. I rebel against the authority in the home, at the job. I rebel against my teachers. I rebel against my peers. I've been in opposition to all kinds of authority, to the authority that you've invested upon mankind. And Father, I ask you now to forgive me of my rebellion, of my obstinacy, of my willfulness, of my stubbornness, of my self-will, that I might be free, that my will will be set free, so that I can yield my will to you, that I can say truthfully from the heart, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, I ask you to forgive me from all those feelings of antagonism towards other people, resentment and bitterness, hatred towards my parents, towards my brothers and sisters, towards those that have harmed me, those that have sought my downfall or my destruction. Forgive me, Lord, from resentment and bitterness, from anger. Forgive me from envy and jealousy that are so abominable in your sight. Cleanse my emotions so that I can be a vessel through whom the love of God can flow towards others. Take away those things that are stopping the flow of your Spirit in my life, that your Spirit might flow unhindered towards others, that the love of God can be poured upon me and through me to be as a blessing to others that surround me. No, Lord, work in my life, in every area of my life. Yes. And now, my brethren, instead of prolonging this, each and every one of you, take time to confess the sins that the Spirit of God brings to your memory. Just do it right there where you are now in the name of Jesus Christ. Do it quietly, but do it sincerely. The Spirit of God is able to show you things that you have never suspected that have existed in your own life. Passions, feelings, attitudes, words that you have said, things that you have done. Let the Spirit of God faithfully deal with them tonight in His holy presence. Yes. The Bible says that we should cleanse ourselves of all filthiness, all contamination of flesh and spirit. We are the ones that are responsible to clean ourselves. We can't ask God to clean us when He has told us to clean up. So let's cleanse ourselves tonight in the presence of God, so that there will be nothing will stand in the way, so that the Spirit of God can move and move mightily tonight. Now, that act of that attitude of surrender before the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to begin to rebuke Satan and his evil spirits. And as I rebuke, if you feel any kind of reaction, don't resist the reaction. Cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Let the reaction take place. Whatever the reaction might be, it's these evil spirits reacting, manifesting before the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will draw them out. The Spirit will force them out of their hiding places, will force them out of the recesses of your soul. If you are sincerely surrendered to Jesus Christ tonight, I'm not going to tell you what kind of reaction you're going to have, but the Holy Spirit will manifest Himself in your life as He chooses to. But let the Holy Spirit unearth these spirits so that you can be free tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Now let's close our eyes before in the presence of the Lord so that we will not be distracted. And as I pray, you let the Holy Spirit invade your life. Father, I invoke the Holy Spirit upon your people tonight. I ask you to pour your Spirit out mightily upon this congregation tonight. There are scores and scores of people here that desperately need help. They've come from a long distance. They've come from across the country to get the help they need, to go home free and healthy. And I ask you right now, Lord, to minister to them by the power of your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, come and move upon this mass of people. Move this moment. Manifest your glory. Manifest your power. Make it known unto us as a living experience tonight, so that these evil spirits that have gained entrance into our lives will be forced out of their hiding places, will be forced out of the areas of our lives where they've been operating, and that your people, the people of God, might be set free tonight. Now with the authority of God, the authority that has been invested unto me by the God Almighty, I come against Satan and every evil spirit that is operating in the lives of God's people. I come against the spirit of lying in the name of Jesus. Lying, falsehood. I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have perverted the truth. You have twisted and warped and exaggerated the truth. And I command you now, spirit of lying, to come out of the mouth of God's people, out of mouths and minds of the people of God. Come out now, spirit of lying, in the name of Jesus Christ. You deceiver, come out. You seducer, come out. You spirit of falsehood, I command you to come out right now. Many people here have been living a lie and have been telling a lie. And I command the spirit of lying to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you're hidden, wherever you're hidden, I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ, spirit of lying, spirit of deceit and spirit of falsehood. Come out now. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that there's a spirit of lying that comes even in the mouths of God's prophets. And I command you, lying, to come out. You have no part in the life of the people of God. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. That's why I make known the truth of God, so that this spirit of lying will come out from the different areas where He has been operating in your life, in your mind, in your tongue. Come out, spirit of lying, in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. I come now against the spirit of fornication, the spirit of sexual immorality, the spirit that creates sexual fantasies and sexual dreams and sexual desires in the life of God's people. I command you to come out, spirit of fornication, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out right now. Yes. The spirit of frigidity, the spirit of sexual frustration, I command you to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Masturbation, adultery, pornography, incest. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't belong there. You are usurping a place that doesn't belong to you. You have trespassed. You have violated the temple of the Holy Ghost. That's why I bring the wrath of God upon you right this moment, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. All sexual immorality, homosexuality, and perversion, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose them and let them go. Release the people of God. Let my people go so that they can serve me, saith the Lord, by His Spirit tonight. Come out, quickly, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. I come against every spirit that has gained entrance into the lives of God's people through the use of drugs, prescribed or otherwise, in the name of Jesus. The spirits that have been come in through sleeping pills. The spirits that have come in through uppers and downers. The spirits that have come in through these amphetamines and all these other spirit pills that people have taken that have opened the inner man to demon activity. Come out now. All these spirits that have entered through the use of marijuana and cocaine and heroin. Yes. The spirits that have come in through the use of all kinds of chemical products that have polluted the human body and mind. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command these spirits to come out right now. All these demons that enter through the use of drugs, through the use and abuse of drugs, out in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't belong there. Yes, out, quickly, in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose God's people. Release them. Set my people free is the divine order tonight. Come out. Come out now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I come against the spirits that are straining relationships in the home, between husband and wife, between parents and children. Yes, spirits of antagonism, spirits of division, spirits of anger, in the name of Jesus Christ. All these spirits that are interfering with the rightful relationships between certain persons and others that bring disunity in the body of Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you are setting people at odds one with the other. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You're causing separation and even divorce to take place. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out, quickly, in the name of Jesus. Wherever you're hidden, come out. Come out quickly. You don't belong there. Yes, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of unity. Love brings about unity. So I command these spirits that bring disunity and disharmony and discord to come out of the lives of God's people right now. Quickly. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ. Out. Out. Right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. I come against those spirits that have propagated false doctrines. Yes, there are people here that have been involved in the Jehovah's Witnesses, that have been involved in Mormonism, that have been involved in some of these other pseudo-Christian cults. I command these spirits to come out. The spirits that operate in the children of God, the spirits that operate in the Unification Church, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose God's people, come out. Spirits of error, spirits of religious spirits, seducing spirits, spirits of false doctrine, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't belong there. Come out. Yes, these Mormon spirits, these Adventist spirits, these Catholic spirits, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Quickly. Spirits that pervert the truth. Yes. That propagate doctrines that bind God's people and deceive people, God's people, and drag God's people down into defeat. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these doctrines of spirits that propagate false doctrine, the spirits of error and antichrist, seducing spirits, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Loose God's people and go. Out. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. You must go right now in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Out. The Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They will cast out devils. And we proclaim the name of Jesus. And we command the evil spirits to come out of God's people. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Come out now. Yes, we command all these evil spirits wherever they might be. We come against the spirits of infirmity that are operating in the bodies of God's people, that are sapping their strength, that are causing physical ailments and physical deformities. I come against the spirit of diabetes in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against the spirit of arthritis. I come against the spirit of cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, these spirits of sickness and death, come out now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you. I resist you. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So I stand my ground and I command these spirits of infirmity that cause physical affections and nervous affections to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever your sickness, the sickness you have causing, I command you to come out. Spirits that cause gastritis and ulcer, come out in the name of Jesus. Yes. Spastic colon, in the name of Jesus, come out. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Spirits that attack the mind, spirits of mental illness, madness, dementia. Yes, schizophrenic spirits, paranoid spirits, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, loose God's people in the floor. Release them right now in the name of Jesus. The spirits that have caused heart ailments, yes. Yes, that are working in the circulatory system. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Inflammation of the different tissues of the body. Yes, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of infirmity, whatever, wherever it's localized in the body, in whatever organ, whatever member of the body, come out in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. That's it. In Jesus' mighty name. Surrender to the Lord. Let the Lord clean you out of these spirits of infirmity that cause diseases in your physical bodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you surrender to Christ, the Holy Spirit can drag these demons out, bind them, and transport them to the place that God has appointed to them. Out in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of mockery in Jesus' mighty name. Yes. These spirits cause people to sit there and scoff and scorn while people are being delivered by the power of the Spirit of God. Come out, spirit of mockery, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out of them. You don't belong there. Out. I come against the spirit of pride and haughtiness and vainglory. Come out. Pride of looks, pride of position, pride of wealth, pride of education. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of pride, leave God's people. Pride and haughtiness in vainglory. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You don't belong in the people of God. Jesus said, "For I am meek and humble." That's what the Spirit of God wants to create within us, a meek spirit. Spirit of humility. So I rebuke pride of achievement. Pride of physical prowess, pride of physical appearance, pride of education. I command these spirits that cause people to be pride, proud of their ancestry, pride of their social position or economical position. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirit of pride. There are several people here tonight that have the spirit of pride. And you're going to have to humble yourself. The Bible says humble yourself and then resist the devil. Yield yourself to God. Submit to God. And then resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come out, spirit of pride. This is an unyielding spirit. This is a spirit that's hard to deal with. But I command the spirit of pride to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Out. Out in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of doubt and unbelief. Skepticism. Yes, out in the name of Jesus Christ. Out, doubt, unbelief, skepticism. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You're hindering the development of the Christian faith in the people of God. Yes, you make them wonder, you make them fear, you make them doubt. Come out, spirit of unbelief, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to go. Go and return no more. Go to the place that God has assigned to you. Come out, unbelief, skepticism. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for what you're doing in the lives of some of your people. We know that you are always willing and ready to manifest yourself when your people cry out to you, when your people call upon your name. And so, Father, now I ask you to continue to manifest your power and your glory in the lives of those that are honest, that are sincere, that mean business with you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. People are getting help. That help is available to you too, if you desire it with all your heart. Praise the Lord. Come against Leviathan in the name of Jesus Christ. Come against this great serpent. Come against this dragon spirit
that operates in the life of God's people. Out in the name of Jesus, Leviathan. Come out. Come out through mouth and nose. Come out free. You must come out in a hurry, because the Spirit of God has come against you. In Jesus' mighty name. Release the people of God. Release the people of God. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Let's sing, "Oh, the blood of Jesus." Oh, the blood of Jesus. The prayer, the blood of Jesus. Raise your hands towards heaven. Oh, the blood of Jesus that washes it as snow. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus that washes white as snow. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Worship the Lord. Praise Him with all your hearts. Let's create an atmosphere where the Holy Spirit can operate. Shifts of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let's all pray. Let's all cry out to the Lord tonight. Let's praise Him for what He's already done, believing that He's going to do exceeding abundantly above everything that we can think or ask or expect tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Look down upon your people. Search each and every one's heart. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Manifest yourselves towards us, Father, tonight. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, be free. In Jesus' name, be free tonight. You have a right to be free. You have been called to a life of freedom in Jesus Christ. Refuse to be bound. Refuse to be ensnared of the devil tonight. Stand against the enemy. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Glory. Glory. We praise you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My advice to some of you would be, since tomorrow is the last full day of camp, if some of you could fast, it would help your deliverance. I believe that fasting breaks down the resistance within us. I believe that fasting is not only for the person that's going to minister deliverance, but also for the person that's going to receive deliverance. And many times in cases of sickness, in cases of witchcraft, fasting is absolutely essential. So I would suggest, if you want to go away from this place free, that you fast tomorrow. And probably in one of the sessions, either in the afternoon or evening, there will be another deliverance session. If you're taking any kind of drugs, I would suggest you set them aside tomorrow too. Because I've discovered through experience that drugs can interfere with deliverance. Yes. So if you're taking drugs, especially any kind of potent drugs or mind-bending drugs, I would suggest, even if they're prescribed, that you set them aside tomorrow so that you can come with your mind, in full control of your mind, to receive the deliverance that Christ wants to give you. Amen?
The thing that God looks in many of us is desperation. There's a lot of people that, you know, they go through a deliverance service, but they're not really desperate to get delivered. And the Lord wants us to be desperate. And so tonight and tomorrow, you should seek the Lord with all your heart so that you can leave this place delivered by the power of God. You have a right to be free. How many believe that we have a right to be free? That's what Jesus Christ died for. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, it says that inasmuch as the children partook of flesh and blood, he partook of the same. With what purpose? To destroy through death him that hath the power of death, in order that he might what? Deliver them that through, and we could say fear or anything else, were kept in bondage during all their lifetime. And there are people that go through life bound by fear, by a thousand other things. And yet Jesus Christ for this came and for this died, that we might be set free from any bondage that the enemy has placed upon our lives. Amen? I know people that have been bound from birth. Demons entered while they were still in their mother's womb. I know that as a fact. I've met people 35, 40, 45 years of age that have never lived one single day free until Jesus set them free. Amen? And if you're in that condition, I would suggest tomorrow that you try to dedicate the day to seeking the Lord's face. You might have come to here for a vacation, but don't play, don't joke. Dedicate as much time as you can to seek the Lord tomorrow, so that when there is ministry, you can be set free by the power of God. Get away. Go off to one side, be by yourself, and let the Spirit of God begin to reveal some of the things that are hindering in your deliverance. I believe that people don't get deliverance is because there's something still hindering. There's some kind of blockade. There's something that's blocking or barring the way so that they can't be fully free. And as you get away with the Lord can reveal these things so that when you come to the deliverance service tomorrow, you can clear away the debris and the Holy Spirit can invade your life and set you free as God desires you to be free. God wants you to be free. How many believe that? How many believe that God loves us? And God desires the best for us. What's the best thing we can experience is the freedom of the Spirit. Amen? God wants you to be free. Be convinced of that fact. God wants you to be free. Satan doesn't want you to be free. He wants you to be bound. And you have a choice. You can choose to be free or you can choose to be bound. And up to now, many of you have chosen to be bound. You become so used to be bound that you wouldn't know how to act if you were free. Huh? And it's sad to say, sometimes the older we get, the more we become accustomed to being bound by evil spirits. We go around moping. We're full of self-pity. We're full of loneliness. And we're full of so many other things that make it easy for Satan to prey upon us. And so tomorrow, let the Lord Jesus Christ show you, reveal to you by the Holy Spirit those things that are causing so much misery and so much pain in your life. Amen? And as you come for deliverance, the Lord who is faithful will set you free. Amen? Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody that is here tonight would go home after this camp meeting free? Wouldn't that make a tremendous impact? Imagine the effect that would have upon your family. Huh? You that have been groveling around, full of self-pity and moping and moaning, and you've been such a negative influence in your family, and everybody hates to even be around you. If you went home full of joy, cheery, what would they think? Well, we really would be a blessing. Well, God wants you to be free. Be convinced of that. God wants you to be free because He loves you. Okay? Do you have another word, brother, tonight? Okay. Okay, let's stand.
I want to ask you, my mother has Parkinson's. What would spirit would bring in Parkinson's?
Well, you know, Parkinson's could be a spiritual ailment or it could be a physical ailment. That's where discernment must come in. We can't generalize. Not, I mean, even in the Bible, we have the case of blindness. Blindness sometimes was caused by sin, sometimes it wasn't caused by sin. Sometimes it was caused by demons, sometimes it wasn't caused by demons. So you can't generalize in any sickness. You can't go up to somebody and say, because you're sick, you've got a demon. It has to be the Holy Spirit that reveals the cause of that sickness. Okay? Okay, is there anybody like to sing? What chorus would you suggest? God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so real. God is so real. God is so real. God is so real. He's so real to me. I love Him so. I love Him so. I love Him so. He's so good to me. Just turn around and hug two or three necks before you go out tonight. God bless you. Have a good night.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.